Hey everyone, and welcome back. Today we're going to be taking a deep dive into something super important, the mental health of stay-at-home moms.
Yeah.
It's a topic that's, I think, often, you know, people try to paint a rosy picture, but the reality is that being a stay-at-home mom comes with
absolutely
all sorts of unique stressors and challenges that can really impact a person's overall well-being.
For sure.
And, you know, I was reading through all of the material for this deep dive, and it really struck me that we don't talk enough about how even those little acts of self-care, you know, can make a huge difference for moms who are facing these.
Absolutely. That's such a good point. You know, it's fascinating to me because on one hand, we applaud stay-at-home moms for their dedication and everything they do.
Yeah.
But then there's this underlying assumption that because they're home with their kids, they should just be
right
automatically happy and fulfilled. It's like we forget that they're human beings with their own needs and aspirations beyond just motherhood.
Exactly. It's like society puts them in this box labeled happy mom. And anything outside of that box just gets dismissed or ignored. But let's unpack one of the biggest struggles that kept coming up in these sources.
Okay.
Isolation. Can you imagine spending day after day with very little adult interaction?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's a breeding ground for loneliness, and the research is very clear on this. Loneliness is linked to increased stress, increased risk of depression, all sorts of things. Our sources actually compare it to feeling stranded on a deserted island.
Wow.
Surrounded by people, but still deeply alone.
That is such a powerful image, and it really highlights the emotional toll that isolation can take. But thankfully, these sources offer some concrete solutions.
Yeah.
They talk about the importance of, you know, things like joining local mom groups, attending community events, anything that can help moms build those essential adult connections.
Absolutely. It's about finding that sense of belonging and shared experience, you know?
Yeah.
And for moms who maybe struggle with in-person interaction, maybe because of time constraints or location online communities, can be a real lifeline.
Right.
You know, these virtual spaces can offer a sense of solidarity and support that can be incredibly valuable.
You know, I have a friend who swears by this online group she found for moms of multiples.
Oh, wow.
And she says it was like a game changer for her mental health. You know, just knowing that she wasn't alone.
Right.
In the chaos of raising twins.
Exactly. Those shared experiences are so validating. They help you realize you're not the only one facing these challenges. But on top of isolation, let's talk about another major stressor.
Okay.
Burnout.
Yeah, this is where I think a lot of moms are going to be nodding their heads along, is that never-ending to-do list that just keeps growing. Right?
Yeah.
You've got dishes, laundry, meal prep, cleaning, and then the constant demands of young children.
It never ends.
A recipe for exhaustion.
And burnout goes way beyond just being physically tired. You know, our sources define it as the state of emotional and mental depletion that really impacts every aspect of your life. You know, it's like running a marathon but never reaching the finish line.
Wow.
It's just not sustainable.
So how do we help moms hit that pause button and refuel? Because let's be real, finding even a few minutes for yourself can feel impossible on some days.
You're absolutely right. Time is a luxury for most moms. But self-care isn't a luxury. It's essential for mental well-being.
Yes.
One of the sources suggested aiming for just 15 to 30 minutes a day dedicated to something you truly enjoy. Mm-hmm. Whether that's a hot bath, reading a few pages of a book, or just sitting in silence with a cup of tea, those small moments can be transformative.
This is what I love about these sources. They're giving us practical advice that moms can actually implement.
That's the key.
It's not about these grand gestures. It's about weaving self-care into the fabric of your day.
Exactly.
Even if it's just for a few minutes.
And it's not selfish either. Yeah. You know, think of it this way. When you prioritize your own well-being, you're actually better equipped to care for your family. It's like filling your own cup so you can pour from it freely.
That is such a great analogy. But speaking of feeling drained, our sources also highlighted another challenge, the loss of personal identity.
Yes.
You know, that feeling of being consumed by the mom role and kind of losing sight of who you are outside of motherhood.
Absolutely. It's so common for stay-at-home moms. One source described it as becoming invisible.
Oh, wow.
Where your own needs and desires just constantly get pushed aside.
It's almost like you're living in the shadow of your children and your own identity just kind of fades away.
Exactly. And that's why it's so important to carve out those moments for self-discovery. You know, engaging in activities that bring you joy and fulfillment, even in small increments, can help you reconnect with who you are outside of that mom label.
Right.
It could be journaling, listening to your favorite music, picking up a hobby you used to love.
You know, I remember when my son was a baby, I completely lost myself in the demands of motherhood. It wasn't until I started carving out even like 30 minutes a day to write that I started feeling like myself again.
That's so great to hear.
Like rediscovering this lost part of me.
It's about reclaiming those parts of yourself that make you feel whole and fulfilled.
Mm.
But, you know, this loss of identity can also lead to another problem, that feeling of being underappreciated.
Oh, this is huge.
Yeah.
I think so many moms can relate to the frustration of doing all this work that goes unnoticed because it doesn't have a tangible outcome.
Right. It's the invisible work of running a household and managing everyone's emotional needs. One source called it emotional labor.
Yeah.
And when that's constantly overlooked, it can lead to resentment, frustration, even depression.
So how do we help moms feel seen and valued for all that they do? Because honestly, it can feel like a thankless job sometimes.
Well, one source suggested keeping a journal to actually track your accomplishments throughout the day.
Okay.
It sounds simple, but having that visual reminder of everything you've achieved can be incredibly powerful.
Yeah.
It's like giving yourself the recognition you deserve, even if no one else is.
I love that. It's about celebrating your own wins and acknowledging the value that you bring to your family.
And of course, open communication with your partner is crucial.
Yes.
You know, sharing your feelings and needs openly can help them understand the invisible work that you're doing and foster a greater sense of appreciation.
Wow.
It's about working together as a team.
All of these challenges, you know, the isolation, the burnout,
yeah,
the loss of identity, they can create a breeding ground for anxiety and depression.
Yeah.
Which these sources point out are actually more prevalent among stay-at-home moms than a lot of people realize.
It's true. And it's important to remember that these are real medical conditions that need attention and care.
Absolutely.
Just like any other health concern.
While self-care practices like mindfulness, exercise, deep breathing can be incredibly helpful, sometimes they're just not enough.
Right.
And that's when seeking professional help becomes so vital.
Absolutely. Therapy provides you with the tools and strategies to effectively manage your mental health.
It's not a sign of weakness to reach out for help. It's a sign of strength.
I couldn't agree more.
It shows that you're prioritizing your well-being, which ultimately benefits your whole family.
It's an investment in your health and happiness. And, wow, you know, we can't talk about all the pressures moms face without acknowledging the role of,
yes,
societal expectations.
Oh, absolutely. It's like there's this image of the perfect mom who effortlessly manages everything with a smile, a spotless house, perfectly behaved children.
Right.
It's an impossible standard.
And striving for that unattainable ideal is so damaging to mental health.
It sets you up for failure from the start because no one can live up to those unrealistic expectations.
Exactly. Yeah. It's about giving yourself permission to be human, to make mistakes, to let go of the need for perfection.
Yeah.
You know, embracing the concept of good enough can be incredibly freeing.
It's about prioritizing what truly matters and letting go of the pressure to do it all perfectly.
Exactly. And part of that is learning to say no when you're feeling overwhelmed.
Yes.
You know, setting boundaries is essential for protecting your mental and emotional well-being. It's not selfish, it's self-preservation.
We've talked about a lot of heavy stuff so far. But I want to shift gears a bit and circle back to solutions, specifically the importance of social connections.
Okay.
Because these sources really emphasized how vital those connections are for mental well-being.
Absolutely. Whether it's through mom groups, play dates, community events, or even those online communities we talked about earlier.
Right.
Fostering those bonds can truly make a world of difference.
You know, I recently read a study that found that moms who actively participated in social activities reported significantly lower levels of stress and depression.
It makes sense, right?
It does.
It's about combating loneliness, finding support, sharing experiences with others who understand what you're going through. It's about building a community that lifts you up.
And don't forget about the power of your existing support network, too.
Yeah.
Friends, family members, neighbors. Sometimes just having someone to listen without,
yeah,
judgment.
Absolutely.
Can make all the difference in the world.
It's about being vulnerable, reaching out, and allowing those who care about you to provide that support.
And, you know, while we've talked a lot about those informal support systems,
yeah,
there's also professional help.
Yes.
Which can be a game changer for many moms.
Therapy provides you with that safe and confidential space to explore your thoughts and feelings, develop coping mechanisms, and work through challenges,
right,
with a trained professional. You know, it's like having a personal coach for your mental health.
I like that.
Yeah.
Therapy can also help you challenge those negative thought patterns, develop healthier communication skills, and build resilience in the face of stress.
Absolutely. And it's important to emphasize that seeking therapy is not a sign of weakness. It's a sign of strength. It
Yes.
shows that you're committed to taking care of yourself and investing in your well-being.
It's about being proactive and taking charge of your mental health,
Exactly.
which ultimately benefits you and your entire family.
And there are so many resources available these days, from traditional therapy to online platforms.
Right.
It's about finding what works best for your needs and your lifestyle.
And remember, you're not alone in this journey. There are countless moms out there facing similar challenges, and there's support available.
Absolutely.
So as we wrap up this part of our deep dive, I want to leave you with this thought. What's one small step you can take today
Okay.
to prioritize your mental health?
It could be anything from scheduling a coffee date with a friend to researching therapists in your area.
Right.
Every step, no matter how small, is a step in the right direction.
And that brings us to the end of part one of our deep dive.
Stay tuned for part two.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to our deep dive into the mental well-being of stay-at-home moms.
In part one, we really dug into some of those common but often unspoken challenges, like that crushing weight of isolation and the ever-present threat of burnout.
Yeah, for sure.
But now I think it's time to shift gears a bit and really focus on what you can actually do about it.
Absolutely. Let's get to the solutions.
Yes. And the first one that pops up again and again in these sources is the power of self-care.
Yeah.
But I have to admit, when I hear self-care, my first thought is, who has time for that?
Right, I hear you. And these sources totally acknowledge that time is a precious commodity, especially for moms who are juggling multiple responsibilities. That's why they really emphasize that self-care doesn't have to be this elaborate, time-consuming ritual.
Yeah.
It's about finding those small pockets of time throughout your day to nourish your mental and emotional well-being.
So what are some examples of these like micro moments of self-care?
Sure.
Because I think a lot of moms struggle with even the idea of finding 5 minutes to themselves, let alone like an hour.
Oh, absolutely. One source suggested starting your day with a simple ritual that sets a positive tone.
Okay.
So it could be as easy as enjoying a cup of coffee in silence before the kids wake up, or listening to a calming podcast while you're getting dressed,
Right.
or maybe spending a few minutes doing some gentle stretches. It's about prioritizing those few minutes for yourself before the demands of the day take over.
See, that's totally doable. And I love how it frames self-care as something that like fits into your life, not something you have to carve out these huge chunks of time for.
Exactly.
But what about those days when you're feeling totally depleted? Like
Ugh.
even like a 5 minute break feels impossible.
Yeah, the sources acknowledge that there will be days when your energy is running on fumes.
For sure.
And that's why they recommend having a few like go-to coping mechanisms in your mental health toolkit.
Okay.
You know, these are strategies you can use in the moment to help regulate your emotions and reduce stress.
Okay, I'm intrigued. Give me some examples of what these like emergency self-care tools might look like.
Sure. It could be something as simple as taking a few deep breaths, stepping outside for a few minutes of fresh air,
Okay.
or listening to a song that instantly lifts your mood.
Right.
Other suggestions were practicing a quick mindfulness exercise, texting a supportive friend, or even having a designated calm down corner in your house where you can retreat for a few moments of peace.
I love the idea of a calm down corner. It's like having your own mini sanctuary within the chaos of family life.
Exactly.
But, you know, we can't talk about self-care without addressing the elephant in the room exercise.
Yes, absolutely. These sources really emphasize that physical activity isn't just about physical health.
Right.
It plays a huge role in mental well-being too. And they acknowledge that finding time for a traditional workout can be really tough for busy moms.
Yeah.
So they encourage finding creative ways to incorporate movement into your day.
Okay, tell me more, because I think a lot of moms hear exercise and they immediately picture like an hour-long gym session,
Right.
which just isn't realistic for many.
One source suggested putting on some music and dancing with your kids.
Ah.
It's a fun way to get your heart rate up and release those feel-good endorphins.
Yes.
You could also try going for a walk as a family after dinner, taking the stairs instead of the elevator, or even doing some quick stretches while you're watching TV.
I'm totally picturing myself doing lunges while I'm folding laundry. It's about finding those little opportunities to move your body throughout the day.
Exactly. And it doesn't have to be anything intense or time-consuming. Even small bursts of activity can make a difference.
Speaking of things that can make a difference, these sources also talk about the importance of setting boundaries.
Yes.
Now, I'll be honest, this is something I've personally struggled with.
Sure.
It's so easy to get caught up in the needs of everyone else and forget to prioritize your own.
Absolutely. Boundaries are essential for protecting your mental and emotional well-being, especially as a mom.
Yeah.
It's about recognizing your limits and communicating them clearly to others.
But how do you say no without feeling guilty or like you're letting people down? Mm. I mean, moms are often expected to be the superheroes who can do it all.
Right. One source recommended starting small.
Okay.
Maybe it's saying no to an extra commitment that, you know, will overwhelm you, or delegating a task that you don't absolutely have to do yourself.
Okay.
Another tip is to practice saying no in a firm but kind way. You know, you could say something like, I appreciate you asking, but I'm not able to take that on right now.
It's about respecting your own limits and recognizing that you can't pour from an empty cup.
Exactly. And remember, setting boundaries isn't selfish, it's self-care.
Yes.
It's about prioritizing your well-being so you can show up as the best version of yourself for your family.
So we've talked about finding those pockets of self-care, having those emergency tools ready, moving our bodies, and setting those crucial boundaries.
Oh, yeah.
What other strategies do these sources suggest?
Well, they emphasize the importance of challenging negative thoughts, which can be a major drain on mental energy.
I think every mom out there can relate to that.
Oh, for sure.
The constant self-doubt, the worries, the feeling like you're never doing enough. Those negative thought patterns can really take over.
Absolutely. One source recommended practicing mindfulness.
Okay.
Which is about paying attention to your thoughts and feelings without judgment.
Right.
It's about noticing those negative thoughts as they arise, acknowledging them, and then letting them go.
It's almost like training your mind to be more aware of those thought patterns,
mm-hmm.
and not letting them spiral out of control.
Exactly. And if you're struggling to manage those negative thoughts on your own, seeking professional help can be incredibly beneficial.
Okay.
A therapist can teach you specific techniques for challenging those negative thoughts and replacing them with more positive and realistic ones.
It's like having a personal trainer for your mind, helping you develop those mental muscles.
I love that analogy. And, you know, speaking of professional help, these sources really emphasize that it's not something to be ashamed of.
It's true. There's still such a stigma surrounding mental health, especially for moms.
Yeah.
Like, we're supposed to be these pillars of strength who can handle anything.
Yeah.
But the reality is we're human and we need support too.
Absolutely. And seeking professional help is a sign of strength, not weakness.
Yes.
It shows that you're taking your mental health seriously and investing in your well-being. And remember, therapy isn't just for people who are in crisis. It can be incredibly helpful for anyone who wants to develop healthier coping mechanisms, improve their relationships, or simply learn more about themselves.
It's like having this neutral, supportive person in your corner who can help you navigate the challenges of life.
Exactly. And there are so many different types of therapy available these days, from traditional talk therapy to online platforms.
Right.
It's about finding what works best for you and your needs.
And don't forget about the power of your own support network, too.
Absolutely.
Friends, family members, other moms. These relationships can be a lifeline when you're feeling overwhelmed.
These sources really highlighted the importance of building a community of support around you.
Wow.
People who can offer a listening ear, practical help, and encouragement.
It's about not isolating yourself and reaching out to those who care about you.
Oh.
Sometimes just talking to someone who understands what you're going through can make a world of difference.
It's about remembering that you're not alone in this journey. There are countless moms out there facing similar challenges, and there's strength in sharing those experiences.
Okay. We've covered a lot of ground in this part of our deep dive. From micro moments of self-care to embracing imperfection and seeking support, it's clear that there are so many tools and strategies available to help moms thrive.
And remember, it's not about doing it all perfectly. It's about taking small steps each day to prioritize your mental well-being.
It's about giving yourself permission to be human, to ask for help, and to celebrate your wins along the way.
Exactly.
Welcome back to the final part of our deep dive into the mental well-being of stay-at-home moms. We've covered a lot of ground, from those sneaky stressors that often go unnoticed to practical self-care strategies that even the busiest mom can try.
And in this last part, I really want to focus on something that's been kind of woven throughout our conversation, the power of connection. These sources really hammer home the point that human beings aren't meant to go it alone.
You know, it's funny. When we started talking about isolation in part one, my first thought was, well, stay-at-home moms are literally surrounded by people all day.
Right.
But it's that lack of adult connection, that sense of shared experience.
Exactly.
That can be so detrimental.
And the research really backs this up. Studies show that strong social connections are linked to lower levels of stress, anxiety, depression.
Yeah.
It's like having a built-in buffer against those mental health challenges.
So how do we help moms build those connections? Because it's easy to say, go out and socialize.
Right.
But when you're in the thick of motherhood, finding the time and energy for that can feel impossible.
One of the sources had a great breakdown of this. They suggested starting with those low-pressure mom-specific spaces.
Okay.
You know, think local mom groups, play dates, or even those online communities we talked about earlier.
I know for me, when my kids were little, finding other moms who just got it was a lifesaver.
Mm-hmm.
Suddenly, I didn't feel so alone in the sleep deprivation and the endless diaper changes.
It's about normalizing those experiences,
yep.
Right? Knowing that you're not the only one struggling with tantrums or picky eaters.
Exactly.
And these mom-centric spaces also offer that amazing opportunity for shared learning.
Oh. Absolutely. I learned so many parenting hacks from other moms in my playgroup.
It's like having this built-in support system where you can swap advice, vent frustrations, celebrate those little victories together.
And for moms who might be more introverted or have limited time for in-person socializing, don't underestimate the power of online communities.
Right.
These virtual spaces provide that same sense of belonging and support, but on your own terms.
There's something really powerful about knowing that there's this whole network of moms out there ready to offer encouragement or advice no matter what time of day or night it is.
And it's not just about finding those mom-specific connections either. These sources also emphasize the importance of nurturing those existing relationships.
Right.
With friends, family, even neighbors.
Sometimes just having someone outside of the immediate family to talk to someone who can offer a fresh perspective or a listening ear can be incredibly helpful.
It's about being vulnerable,
yeah.
Letting those close to you know what you're going through and allowing them to offer support. And on the flip side, don't be afraid to ask for help when you need it. This is something I think a lot of moms struggle with, right?
Yeah.
We're so used to being the caretakers that asking for help can feel like a sign of weakness.
But one of the sources phrased it this way. Asking for help isn't a burden. It's an invitation to connect.
Oh, I like that.
And it can actually strengthen those relationships because it allows others to feel helpful and needed.
It shifts the perspective from I'm failing because I need help to I'm building stronger relationships by allowing others to support me.
Exactly. And you know, as we wrap up this deep dive, I think it's important to emphasize that taking care of your mental health is an ongoing journey, not a destination.
It's about making those small, consistent choices each day that nourish your well-being.
Absolutely.
It's about prioritizing self-care, nurturing your connections, and seeking support when you need it.
And it's about embracing the fact that motherhood is messy, challenging, and beautiful all at the same time.
Yes.
There's no such thing as a perfect mom, and that's okay.
So to all the moms out there listening, remember you are strong, capable, and deserving of a happy and fulfilling life.
And you're not alone on this journey. There's a whole community of moms out there cheering you on.
That's it for our deep dive into the mental wellness of stay-at-home moms.
We hope you found it helpful.
We hope this episode has provided you with valuable insights, practical tips, and a renewed sense of hope.
And remember, taking care of your mental health is an investment in yourself, your family, and your future.
Thanks for joining us on The Deep Dive.
Until next time, take care.